The Alaska Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation's Office of History and Archaeology earned a prestigious national award at the National Association of State Park Directors Conference last week in Nevada. The NACE Landrum Park History Award honored an interdisciplinary DNR team for a project to list Fort McGivory Archaeological Historic District near Seward, Alaska, to the National Register of Historic Places in December of 2022. Each year at the conference, the award recognizes individuals, teams, and organizations that have displayed outstanding efforts in original research and presentation of state park history. The Alaska team included the Office of History and Archaeology, archaeologists and historians, Alaska State Park staff, and division leadership. The project, which included a week-long cultural resources survey for Fort McGivory in September of 2021, was the first comprehensive survey since 1991. A coastal defense post from World War II, Fort McGivory is located approximately 7 miles from Seward and is accessible by boat or hiking along the beach at low tide. Built between 1941 and 1944 atop towering cliffs rising from the west side of Resurrection Bay, Fort McGivory was part of the extensive Seward Fixed Harbor defense system constructed to protect the port of Seward and the terminus of the Alaska Railroad as the central access point to interior Alaska. This is an incredible recognition of the team's work to go beyond historical storytelling. In this case, archaeology added significant perspective to the site, said Ricky Geese, director of the Alaska Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation. For more, visit this story at radiokenai.com. And for KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.